92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I really admire pop singer Ariana Grande. I like some of her music, but what I really love about her is the woman that she is. And it's been amazing to watch her grow up over the last 50 years. Ariana made headlines worldwide last week by announcing that when she finishes the concert tour she's doing this summer, on September 1st, she's going dark. And there's been a lot of disappointment expressed about this on social media. But social media is the primary driving force behind her decision to take a break, basically from the world. Ariana's been working nonstop since she was 17. She's now 33, and the stress has built up because over the years, she's been highly ridiculed about her looks and her weight and all sorts of other things. And no matter what she's done to compensate and make people happy, they keep making up other problems to complain about, and that sucks. I admire Ariana's resilience and strength because, as she said last week, no matter what noise exists out there, nothing will ever distort her reality. Unfortunately, I think that means she probably won't be out promoting her appearance in the new Meet the Parents film, Focker-in-Law, coming out Thanksgiving weekend. But at one of her concerts last week, she addressed the crowd and said that she has announced she's taking a break because in today's society, there's a comfortability that we shouldn't have at all. People shouldn't feel that they can comment on others' looks and appearance, what they think is going on behind the scenes in their lives, or their health, or how they present themselves. Too often, it's hurtful and very offensive. And I think this is a glowing example of how much damage social media does to our country every day.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPN.